91X News.
It's 21 degrees and sunny. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Megan Burry. Authorities now say at least 717 people were killed and more than 800 others were injured in a stampede at the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. Tom Rivers reports.
A scene of chaos. Scores of bodies of men lying crushed in the aftermath of the stampede. It's the deadliest tragedy to strike the annual pilgrimage in decades, and it happened where it's happened before, in a large valley some 3 miles outside of the holy city of Mecca. More than 360 died near there in 2006, and a stampede in 2004 left 244 pilgrims dead. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A missing woman from Quinney West has been found. The Quinney West OPP was asking for the public's help with locating her yesterday. Two people have been killed in a multi-vehicle collision on Highway 401 in Ajax yesterday. Officers say two transport trucks and six smaller vehicles were involved. Gleaners Food Bank will be in Market Square this Saturday as part of National Hunger Awareness Week. Susan Quinlan is the Director of Operations for Gleaners Food Bank. She's helping to organize this.
The National Hunger Awareness Week is across Canada, and it's an event that's spearheaded by Food Banks Canada. And so we couldn't do anything through the week, so we decided to do something on the 26th. And we'll be there letting people be more aware who visits the local food bank.
There will also be live music, and Gleaners will be accepting any fresh produce. The apple harvest may have been bad this year, but the Brighton Apple Fest will still go on. Christine Waterhouse is the chairperson for the Apple Fest and said the weekend will be packed full of vendors, events, and activities. One of the events they are bringing back from last year is the Strongman Competition.
The Strongman Competition, we did have it last year, but it was a smaller version. So two local guys from Trenton are in the Strongman. So they are putting on a competition and demonstration this year at the Children's Village on Saturday.
The festival starts today and goes until Sunday. Today, members of the Ontario Legislature are voting on a private members' bill that would put a cap of $3,250 on the province's estate administration tax. Keith Leslie reports.
Progressive Conservative Monty McNaughton calls it a death tax on grieving families that he says amounts to another government cash grab. McNaughton says the Liberals made significant changes to the estate tax, including the threat of harsh fines if an assessment isn't found within 90 days. Deputy Premier Deb Matthews says the government did not change the amount of the tax and accuses McNaughton of trying to reduce taxes for the most wealthy people. McNaughton says the death tax can amount to tens of thousands of dollars on family farms, which forces the next generation to sell. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
There will be beer sold in some grocery stores in Ontario as early as December. At least 60 grocery stores may be seeing six packs in them by Christmas. By 2017, beer may be sold in 450 supermarkets across the province. The price will be the same wherever beer is sold. Ontario's community care access centers are going to get a full review. This will look at the way these centers deliver home and community-based services for people who are discharged from hospitals. Health Minister Eric Hoskins says the Auditor General has pointed out some serious problems with the delivery model.
He points out not only inconsistencies across the province and within individual CCACs, but also contractual variances in terms of the amount of money that's paid to various healthcare professionals. And I would say this gives us opportunity to be bold and truly transformational.
The Auditor found almost half the patients with complex needs who are discharged from an Ontario hospital do not get their required treatment within 24 hours. A Liberal backbencher wants to reflect the diverse nature of the province by eliminating the words mother and father from all Ontario government forms. Keith Leslie reports.
A private member's motion from Sudbury Liberal MPP Glenn Thibault, a former New Democrat MP, calls on the Ontario legislature to state that it wants to replace gender terminology with gender-neutral and inclusive language on all government forms. The motion says gender-specific words, including but not limited to mother and father, could be replaced with parent or guardian to better recognize the rights of LGBTQ parents. Tebow says the government forms would only be changed with the more inclusive language as they're updated or replaced. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Two men are sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of terrorism charges. The two men were found guilty in March on a total of 8 charges between them, involving a plot to derail a Via Rail passenger train. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
No need to watch award shows this year to get your fix of stars. Just visit Mark's No Frills, where the all-new Guiding Stars program makes eating healthier a breeze. No more frustration due to small print nutritional facts to find out what's good and what's not. Simply look for the stars on the package. For more information on the Guiding Stars program, visit guidingstars.ca. Be sure to ask about PC points as well. Mark's No Frills, 211 Bell Boulevard, Belleville. And remember, ask Mark's No Frills, our prices won't be beat.
The Blue Jays are in the driver's seat as they head into the last few days of the regular season. The Jays regained a 3.5-game lead in the American League East after beating the New York Yankees 4-0 in the finale of the season series last night. The Jays enjoy a day off today before opening a series against the Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow. Russell Martin hit a three-run homer in Toronto's 4-0 win over the New York Yankees Wednesday night. He says it was great to come through in front of a sellout crowd in a big game.
You know, the park is sold out. You know, a crowd is electric. You know, it makes those moments, you know, stand out even more. You know, if the crowd wasn't as loud as it was, it wouldn't feel the same. So definitely a good feeling for me. I know the boys enjoyed it too, so good one.
In afternoon baseball, the Rangers will attempt to pad their lead over Houston in the American League West. The Rangers top the idle Astros by 3 games with a big series starting tomorrow in Houston between the Texas teams. The NFL game tonight features two NFC East rivals as the Giants entertain the Redskins. New York has had a terrible start to the season with losses against the Cowboys and Falcons. The Redskins, with Kirk Cousins at quarterback, are 1-1 and are coming off a win over the Rams. Two Canadian NHL franchises continue their preseasons tonight. The Canadiens host the Washington Capitals in Montreal at 7:30. The Habs fell to the Toronto Maple Leafs in overtime on Tuesday night. Later, the Calgary Flames are on the road to face the Colorado Avalanche. The Flames lost both their split squad games against the Oilers on Monday. A rape investigation involving Chicago Blackhawks star forward Patrick Kane has taken a bizarre turn after the attorney for the accuser said an empty bag that once held the woman's rape kit had been secretly placed in the doorway of her mother's home. Kane's lawyer, Paul Cambria, says he has doubts about the claim.
This seems like an extremely unusual claim. I haven't heard any facts that support it. And the question I have is whether or not it's a fabricated red herring.
And good news for the Oklahoma City Thunder is bad news for the rest of the NBA. The club reports that Kevin Durant is healthy and ready to compete. The former league MVP played in just 27 games last season because of surgeries. And there's lots of money at stake this weekend in Atlanta for the world's top golfers. It's the Tour Championship, the final FedEx Cup playoff event. One of the top five in the FedEx standings, Jason Day, Jordan Spieth, Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler, or Henrik Stenson could walk away with a $10 million prize with a win. Send us your team or league scores at email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low of 9. Friday, mainly sunny, high of 20. And Saturday, sunny and high of 21. Saturday night, clear with a low of 9. Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 21. And Sunday night, we'll see cloudy periods with a low of 14. And then on Monday, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 22. At 12:09, it's 21 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Burry. News on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.